What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, we finally return to good old Maskistan. Oh, Neo the Outflanker, you always find good Maskistan articles. Now, this one was published on the 18th of October. Man offlines wife and her boyfriend before dying by self-termination in Bengaluru. This man decided, okay, everybody's going with me. Yep, he decided, if I'm going, I'm bringing along two friends. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A 41-year-old man allegedly offlined his wife and her paramour before dying by self-termination in Bengaluru between Wednesday night and Thursday morning. According to the Bengaluru police, Gola Palusu attacked his wife, Lakshina Palusu, and Ganesh Kumar. Now, she was 33. He was 20. Yeah, we know how that works. We know we're seeing a lot of the pushing of older women, younger men couples, especially over here in Western media. But he attacked them both with a wooden log on their head at an under-construction building near RBI layout under Konakuti police jurisdiction. The Konakuti police have registered a case, suspect that a confrontation between Gola and the victims led to an argument triggering the violence. No shit, Sherlock. Man find his wife cheating on him. Yeah, that's bound to happen. Following the attack, Gola reportedly ended his life at around 4 a.m. on Thursday. All three were construction workers from Andhra Pradesh and lived at the site where they worked, the police said. Quote unquote, the motive appears to be suspicion of an affair. After committing the terminations, Gola called his sister-in-law, confessed to the offlinings, and indicated that he planned to die by self-termination. Lokesh B. Jagalsar, deputy commissioner of the police South, told the media on Thursday, "We are pursuing the investigation from all angles, gathering eyewitness accounts and technical evidence," added Jagalsar. Well, well, well. Short, sweet, to the point. Man, I tell you, when it comes to terminating people, the Indian men have it down to a literal science. But, gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate, when it comes to the topic of infidelity, especially women's infidelity, because we all know people love to say, well, men cheat all the time and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, a man is actually supposed to spread his seed. And there are more women out here running around on this planet than there are men. However, We all know when it comes to a woman's infidelity, it is always more severe. It is always more damaging. And you have to add to the fact that we live in a society that openly, you know, rewards wives who cheat on their husbands. Yeah, it's quite insidious. And people love to say, well, if a man cheats on his wife, then it's his fault. He's a piece of shit. But whenever the wife cheats on the husband, well, it's the husband's fault. He's still a piece of shit. Wait a minute. Hold up. So you're willing to take agency once again completely away from the woman and treat her like she's a victim, even when she's the fucking perpetrator. Yeah, right. No. And speaking of wives divorcing their husbands, I've been looking into that after the election, and I'm going to talk about that on Monday. Yeah, gentlemen, shit is really out of control. But we all know when it comes down to infidelity, my favorite Bible verse, that's right, Leviticus 10:20. And this dude went straight into that verse, and he did exactly what should have been done in that situation. What more needs to be said, gentlemen? What more truly needs to be said? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down at a construction site. So I'm going to put that in the public category and give that a 5. Method of execution, the lethal log. I'm going to give that a 45. Psychological impact. Doesn't seem like there were a lot of people around, so I'm going to go ahead and give that a 30. And for the brutality factor, he hit both of them upside the head. Man, talk about going straight up caveman. So I'm going to give the brutality factor a 40. So Gola, the Punisher, Pelusu gets a score of 120. Gentlemen, there have been many a men who have found that their wives were cheating on them. Unfortunately, here in America, they also try to push the cuck narrative. Yeah. See, and they try to use the past to try to influence men of today. Well, men in the past used to have more than one woman, have side women and mistresses and blah, 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 blah. So it's only right that women should be allowed to do that too. No. Remember, gentlemen, there are two things in your life that have to be paramount, that have to come before everything else. Number one, your happiness, and number two, your self-damn respect. And that's one of the biggest things that a lot of us men are willing to trade when we bring a woman into our lives. Yeah, been there, done that, got the battle scars, got the fucking t-shirt. So yeah, there were times in which I let my self-respect slip, all in the guise of trying to keep a good relationship, keep a happy home. Fuck that nonsense, gentlemen. No, you have to have your self-respect set so high that when a woman encounters you and she actually wants to be a part of your life, you let her know, the second that you disrespect me, your ass is out. You wear shit that I don't approve of. Guess what? Your ass is out. Yeah, gentlemen, it's time for men in society to nut the fuck up and let these women know, what you will and what you will not accept. And guess what? If she don't want to get on your program, cool. Let that bitch go. If you're in a relationship and she starts to slip, you can give her a courtesy heads up. Hey, you slipping in this department. All right. You've been giving your warning. Keep going. And it's time for you to go. Yeah, gentlemen. And I always say this. It's not if, but when she will cheat. And gentlemen, yeah. When she does, she's got to go. Period, point blank. I know, once again, people will say, oh, when it comes to cheating with men and women, it's a double standard. Well, guess what? Live with it. We know that a woman's infidelity is always more damaging and it's always more deadly. Why? Because you hear more stories of women's side dudes trying to offline the main dude than you hear of the man's side chick trying to offline the main woman. We know this. It's a common thing. So stop it. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you wives out there who think that you're still going to be able to get away with, you know, cucking your husband, having multiple men and thinking society's going to cheer you on, well, let me go ahead and rain on your parade with this one. Once again, it is only because that man has to keep up the image of a good family structure that he might be willing to overlook that. But trust me, inside of his mind, there is a raging storm. And when that storm finally breaks, guess what? Whatever happens, happens. And yeah, ladies, you better understand this also. The power you think you have in that situation by deceiving your husband and laughing behind his back, trust me, we men know. We know the changes. That will go out. Feminism. And this new idea that, yeah, women are allowed to, quote unquote, be unfaithful to their husbands and not have anything happen to them, that's going to go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, more men know when their women are cheating. And if not for the gun of the state, a lot of men would take matters into their own hands. However, there are more and more men who actually say, fuck it. I am going to take matters into my own hands. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind. Yeah. Losing all my hope. Yeah. I'ma do the crime. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue. I'ma take the black pill. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue. I'ma take the black pill.